But we're going to be talking all things tax and companies with our friends from Spence Clark. And today I am joined by not one, but two experts from Spence Clark. Good morning, Claudia. How are you? Good to have you with us, always.
Good morning. Very good. Very good.
And for the first time, a special guest appearance by a new panelist, shall we say, a new expert, Alicia Jimenez. Good morning to you, Alicia.
Good morning.
Good to have. So what do you think? What do you think of this?
I came once with Miguel Ángel and Alistair a long time ago.
Right.
So
we've cleaned it since then, obviously.
It looks like the same, but it is good. It is nice to be here.
Good. Right. 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Studio at tre.radio is the email. The Facebook page is Talk Radio Proficial. If you've got any questions relating to tax, because we are approaching. Summer is here. You know, we've had Operation Salida de Madrid. Everybody seems to be here. You can't move from the roads. You just want to be on the beach in Tarifa or Bologna. But we're here. And one of the other signs of summer, apart from the fact that you cannot park your car anyway, is that it's the time of the July deadlines when companies must file, because just what you want to do in July, must file the corporation tax returns, but also your annual account. So today we are talking about the obligations to complete them. Why are we doing this? What is the purpose of preparing and submitting these documents for a company?
Well, basically, it's because of the law. Spanish law obliges to companies to filing not only the corporation tax, but also the statutory books and annual accounts. Corporation tax is the most common. Everyone knows that it is the time to pay about the profitability of the business. But it is also mandatory to submit statutory books and annual accounts. Statutory books deadlines already have passed, was in April, but it is part of the procedure. Now annual accounts should submit the 30th of July,
yeah,
after 25th of the corporation tax deadline. And it is the month when everyone needs to be reviewing the closing accounts of 2022 to make sure that everything is correct before submitting in the mercantile register.
Right, the mercantile register. So what are the deadline? What is the fine? Because everybody's got their paperwork, you know, all over the place. So what is your deadline? And also, you know, if I'm a little bit late, you know, because hey, it's summer, and you know, what are the consequences if I don't get the stuff in on time?
This is the problem, that deadlines is always based on the calendar year of every company. So not all the companies have the same calendar year. But in Spain, usually works from January to December. So for statutory books, it's 3 months after the closing of the calendar year. So it will be until March that you have to prepare everything to close accounts and to review if everything is missing, and including some kind of annual entries that are very important, like depreciation and important reviews of balances. And then it is need to prepare the annual accounts for the following 3 months and be submitted in the next month. I mean, from April to June and during July to submit them. If you don't meet the deadlines, well, then there are sanctions. There are sanctions between 1,200 euros up to 300,000 euros, depending of the many other requirements. But the problem is that in Spain, at the moment, there is the government is not issuing all the sanctions diligently every year. Then people forgot, or business people forgot, that this is another requirement, mandatory to be submit every year. And sometimes these accounts are submit late, and the consequences can arrive later, probably in a few years. But when they come to review, they can go back the last 3 years.
They can go back 3 years to review.
To sanction you, yes.
Wow. Okay. So even if you think you, as we say, got away with it,
mm-hmm,
then they can look back 3 years.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, that's sobering enough. Is there anything else that we should be worrying about?
Yes, the problem is
great.
Also because when after COVID we have realized also that some business people has realized how important it is to have all of them submitted on time or at least updated. Because if you want to ask for loans, for some kind of help from the government. If you have not met all these deadlines, then you are not allowed to apply for any help. So this is a big consequences. And also, if you want to sign third parties contract, important contracts, this third party can go to the mercantile register, ask for the update of this information because it is public. And if they don't find it, it is a bad image for you to sell or for the deal.
Right. Okay. And also, of course, directors. If it's your, they can be held. Is it you can held personally responsible for?
Yes, they can also have personally responsible if there are some kind of credits with third party or supplier. If you owe money to people and you have not met all these deadlines and you go to bankruptcy, for example, at the end of the day, you can be responsible of all the debts that the company has.
Personally responsible.
Yeah.
Does that including your personal assets? Then,
exactly, your personal assets. It is the court who has to establish that, but it is in the law, so the possibility is there.
Okay. And also, They could freeze the company as well, so you can't just say, okay, well, I'll resign as a director, because that's...
Yes, they can freeze the company. The mercantile register freeze the company and also revoke your tax number, so you cannot use it until you put all the accounts updated. And if you would like to resign, it is not possible to resign until everything is in order. So,
yeah, I have a friend who her husband passed. And she and her daughter inherited the company, but she went to England. She didn't want to know anything about the company. It's a property company, and she had a mortgage. She stopped paying the mortgage until one day the bank said, "We're going to take the house. It's a nice house, villa in Elvira." So she said, "Oh well, instead of losing it, I better sell it." So she got a buyer. This was last year in September. Last year, I think in June also. And the thing is that she said, okay, I've got a buyer. I'm going to pay the mortgage and it's going to be okay. Oh no, you have to put everything up to date. Your CIF, the number, has been revoked. She started, she got a lawyer to start the process in September. I just spoke to her today. They have just sent her a letter saying that the CIF is going to be installed again, but they need... the tax office needs to publish it in the bulletin.
Yeah.
And it's, and this, if it's not published now in this bulletin in July, in August there's no bulletin. She would need to wait until September, which would be already 1 year since she started the process.
And so because she's a director of that company, they can literally stop her selling of assets because...
Exactly.
Wow.
So so this is very important as Alicia, and you have many people in the coast who have property companies and have these problems, and they're not aware that if they're not up to date, they could be in this problem, not being able to sell the property and losing a potential client. So it's very important.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, you know, we always pay to people, and I think maybe it's a Northern European thing. Oh, we can get around this because they don't think that the various organizations talk to each other. And one of the things that amazes me about Spain is the fact that when I first came here, sort of nobody talked to anybody. So everything was paperwork. But now it is so computerized that each department is talking to it. So notaries are talking to the tax office. They know where you are and they know what business transactions you're doing. So notaries, for example, is it true they've got immediate access to the tax office database?
They have access. The notary is also providing information for the tax office. Currently they are more connected, so they have more information. They receive information from the bank, from your bank, personal bank account, not only the business bank account. So they can go further and review a lot of other information personally from you to get the money of the sanction, if they have issued any sanction from you. So, of course, they know every time more, as the technology is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, we know about the risk of being sanctioned and fined or embargoed for not submitting accounts on time. But Very few people say, well, I'm based on the Costa Blanca. I don't know any business on the Costa Blanca who's been sanctioned like this. And perhaps that's one of the reasons that people aren't so keen or so diligent to file them.
By the time that the ICAC, which is the account organization that should work and is responsible for levying fines for this missing the requirement and the deadlines and the obligations, when they start to issue the sanction, people will take this seriously. But they are saying that every year, it is news about that they are now getting more people working and they will be soon sanctioning companies. Mm. So when they started doing that, I think shareholders will be more conscious that they should liquidate companies instead of just leave them to die because they already not living here or wherever, because they can sanction to the company and then go through the shareholders. And now in Europe, for example, there are, well, the Europe and in the whole world, there are double treaties that can go through you in another country. So yeah, we will see how far they are.
Now, one of the things I like about having you guys on is the fact that we don't just talk about tax, because we talk about all sorts of things. We've discussed the beaches in Tarifa, of course, with Claudia, because she's a big beach fan. But also, I've just learned a new Spanish expression, something to do with wolves, with the wolf.
You want the Spanish?
Okay. Give it to us in Spanish. Give it to me in Spanish.
En español es que viene el lobo, y como nunca viene, el día que llega, pues te pega el bocado.
Right, and in English, this means. Claudia, come on, yeah. You're the little bit, Claudia. Come on, you can read the English bits.
Yes, okay. In English, the wolf is coming, and since he never comes, nobody does the right thing. Until one day, the wolf comes by surprise and makes a mess of you for 3 years.
Yeah, I was looking for something to describe my relationship with Hacienda, and I think that wolf thing is absolutely spot on. You know, hungry wolves at the door. But anyway, so the is it the state? And here comes my Spanish bad bit. Instituto de Contabilidad,
yes,
de Auditoría de Cuentas.
It's simple to say ICAC.
ICAC, thank you very much. I'll use that. But I wanted to get the
yeah,
big,
in Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my Andalus, Instituto.
Instituto.
Instituto. Yeah. So they've been sort of quiet. For 30 years, so my sources. But it's like a sleeping giant, isn't it? Or a sleeping wolf. You know,
A sleeping wolf.
Don't push the sleeping wolf.
But now they have more staff. Or they said that. So we wait that sometimes, because when they realize how much they can get in sanctions.
Oh, yeah.
I can guarantee that they are going to start working on that.
Okay, yeah, you say it's yeah. So look, people might say, okay, that's it, I'm stopping the company.
Winding up.
But it's not a case of saying, okay, I, Giles Brown, from today say that my company is closed. And so there, you know, I put a Facebook notice up. That's not going to work legally, is it? You have to go through a long and complicated progress. It's not a question of just shutting the door.
No, the problem is that in Spain it's not so straightforward.
Really? Wow. Well, that surprises us.
Surprises.
Sorry, yeah.
Another Spanish expression. Yeah. Yes, the problem is that to liquidate a company, you should go to the notary to pay fees, to the notary to pay professional fees, yeah, and submitting everything in the tax office and in the mercantile register to have everything closed and forget it about the company. It is more simple and cheaper if the company doesn't have any creditors and it is and no fixed asset, it is just dormant, there is nothing there, or probably some shareholders loan, which is quite simple at the end of the day to liquidate this company. In 4 weeks you can have this closed and registered. The problem is when there are creditors or you are in a big business issue, like a bankruptcy. So in this case, it is more complex because you have to appoint a lawyer and you have to prepare a report and to go to the court for someone to take the control of the company, and then in a good order to pay with the fixed assets, wherever it is owed to other people. So it is more complex. It could cost 7,000 euros or more. And then...
Even if my company is making no money and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Even if the company is making money, because...
Or making no money.
If it is not making money, yeah. You have... It is something that... it depends how much you owe. It depends if the supplier or you, if you owe money to the tax office or the social security. This is the most worst because if you owe money to the government, they can ask in the court that your company is being liquidated or controlled to see how should be paid with the income that it is getting now. So it is a very complex procedure. But if there is nothing, the best is to liquidate it.
And what, presumably, until you liquidate, until you dissolve this company, as a director, you are still responsible.
You are still responsible.
Yeah.
Every time. You are responsible as far as you are not meeting all the obligations.
Uh-huh.
If you... Also, if the company is going bad, the business is bad, but you have met the annual accounts, the statutory books deadline, the corporation tax, you have paid the social security, the tax office, as far as you have possible, the business has done.
Yeah.
But if you have met all of them, you are not going to be responsible. Also, you go through this big and serious procedure because you have do things right. But if you have missed all of them, you are in risk.
So this is the benefits of being a director in Spain. So you've got to deep breath. You've got to keep your annual accounts on and keep the response. So if you're a director of a company here in Spain, you have to. You're responsible for keeping your annual accounts on an annual basis, and that's regardless of whether they're active or inactive. You've also got to properly liquidate them in the latter case to avoid problems. Professional fees or the dreaded multas, fines in case they're abandoned. There has to be, as we say, an upside. Is there any suggestions? How can we help, or how can we relieve the heavy responsibilities for directors?
Well, keeping companies up to date on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
So it depends. If the company is dormant, you only need to have some professional who is dealing with the complete of the statutory books and annual accounts in annual basis, and that's it. And in the time that you think that you are not going to use the company anymore, liquidate it. Simple. If you have an active company, you should just send the information, especially the bank account incomes, to the accountants on a monthly basis. And this way, you only need to be focused on the business, because professionals only need to include all this information in the bookkeeping and inform you if there is something missing or you are not getting the proper documents to fill all the
It's
the
almost like a full-time job being a director to look after this particular aspect of your business, i.e. the bookkeeping is almost a full-time job for a director, never mind growing his own business because of looking at the paperwork and the sanctions and the responsibilities and the penalties.
Exactly. It is a big job. So if you are running a business, you should have someone taking care of the administrative and the tax compliance department. So you can choose to have someone in payroll, employee for these purposes, or to hire a professional to doing that. In my department, we have all the information with our clients on a monthly basis, and they are quite happy, just focuses on the business.
Because I should imagine it's quite a busy department at Spence
Clark. It is. We are currently a lot of staff.
So finally, just let's go back over the main points then, because the main things then, we have this July deadline. So if I am the owner of a company and I go, oh dear, or words like that, oh dear, or words like, you're laughing, Claudia, you know my language, then so is, can I, you know, can I come to you, can I come to you and say, listen, I have a little bit of a problem, I don't have everything together, and you can give some advice, or you can give some advice on that, or Claudia, or Alicia?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, you can... Alicia is the head of the commercial and company department. So she, you can contact personally Alicia at alicia@spenceclark.com, or you can visit our webpage and you can place an inquiry there, www.spenceclark.com.
The one thing I will say, which we always discover when I have you on, Claudia and Alicia, welcome to the program, but it's the fact that a lot of people from Northern Europe will come to Spain and set up a business and think that the laws, because we're all Europeans, well, some of us, we're all Europeans, and the laws that perhaps come from Belgium or from Sweden or from whatever, they're the same here. And one of the things that we always discover, especially when it comes to tax and liability for companies, is the fact that you can, you know, you are held personally responsible for your company. And I think that's a shock to many people when they shut up Spanish, when they set up Spanish companies.
Yeah, but it is this way, because if you have business in Spain, it doesn't matter where you live or where you are resident. The business, the company is responsible here, and the person behind, which is the titular real, which is now, need to be informed when we fill the annual accounts, is the final responsible person. So they are responsible too.
If people want to get more information about this or any other company or personal tax, I know there's a website, I know there's excellent blogs, etc., written by the jefe himself. good morning, Alistair. So where can they find you on the internet?
www.spenceclark.com, and telephone number 952-822-2943.
As always, Claudia Vargas and Alicia Jimenez, and well done for a first time. Good to have you back in the studio.